We're gonna go ahead and ask Sister Michaela to come. Oh.
So before I get started, I want to pray really quick. Okay, dear Lord, thank you so much for another day. Just calm my nerves and help me to say what you'd have me to say. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so one of the first questions that was on the paper that I was given was, what does Thanksgiving mean to you? And oftentimes we just think about the food, and don't get me wrong, I think about the food too, and I dream about it. But after reflecting on this question, I was trying to think a little more outside the box. And so I thought back to the first Thanksgiving, you know, Pilgrims and Indians. And it wasn't too long after the feast, you know, there was bloodshed between both people. And, you know, my great to seventh or eighth power grandma and grandpa were on opposing sides. One was Native American, the other was a colonist. And somehow they found each other through that dark time. Long story short, here I am today, years upon years later, and I can't say that story is completely accurate, but I like to believe it is. But on a more serious note, I believe it's a good time to take a look around at all the blessings God has given you and spend some quality time with your family. It's a great day to remember how far you've come in this life and how there's so many reasons to be thankful, even over the littlest of things. And I think it's safe to assume that all of you know that we shouldn't just be thankful on Thanksgiving. It's there to remind us that we have all these blessings in our lives and why we should be thankful. So some of the Thanksgiving traditions that my family does is we go to my grandma's house, which is my mom's mom, and we have lunch there with her and my uncle, and then we go to the Carr's Thanksgiving for dinner. And at both places, we all take turns and say at least one thing that we're thankful for. And that's definitely something I want to carry on as I get older too. And another tradition that kind of started last year, and I'm going to take sole credit for it because it was my idea. And me and my siblings, we all went on a run early Thanksgiving morning. So then I was like, hey, you know, we should do that every year now. So hoping to keep the tradition alive, but we'll see. So I'll keep you posted. So some things that I'm thankful for is salvation, a godly heritage, and my family. But especially this year, I'm thankful that I got into the nursing program and thankful that the Lord's helped me through it thus far. I'm also thankful for God working and performing not just one, but like several miracles in my family this year. There were at times where it got like a little devastating and seemed hopeless, but I want to thank the Lord that He worked it all out. And I'm also thankful for all the people God has placed in my life. Don't know how they can tolerate my crazy slap happy side, but I'm thankful that they can. Lastly, a scripture that's special to me about giving thanks is Psalm 107:1. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." And I was thinking about that. I feel like that's a scripture that a lot of us already know, and it's so easy to like not like stop and think about what it actually means. And so I was like really thinking about it, and it means like, no matter what situation or trial comes our way, like, we know that God is good, so all of that has to be for a reason, and it's for our good. And then, if we keep Him first, then He's going to be faithful to us. And the second part of that scripture, it says, "For His mercy endureth forever." And I was thinking about that too, like, it's not just yesterday or today or tomorrow. It's forever, it's endless. It's never ending, so if there isn't anything that you're thankful for, at least be thankful for that.
Very good. Our next speaker is going to be Brother Drake Conger.
I'll give a prayer. Dear God, help my nerves, help this to come out right, and amen. So, on the paper we got, one of the things it said, what does this holiday mean to me? It means being thankful for family and friends, and especially to God for His mercy. And then, something I'm especially thankful for this year is that Brother Brandon, my uncle, got through his blood clots easy, and my dad for getting better than he was. And then some scriptures are Colossians 3, 17, 15 through 17. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. And another scripture I had was Psalms 106 and 1. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. And then a tradition we have at Thanksgiving is we go around the table and say something we are especially thankful for this year and what God has done for us as a whole family or as our individual families. We should be thankful to our family and friends, and most importantly to God for His grace and mercy.
Before I forget, there is a card going around, so make sure you can sign that. Next up, we're going to ask Sister Maddie to come.
Okay, so I'm kind of nervous, so bear with me. But I'm going to start off with some scriptures. It says, 1 Chronicles 16:34, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endureth forever. And the next one is 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So what does this holiday mean to me? It means getting to spend time with my family, reflecting on things I'm thankful for, and eating some really good food. Some things I'm thankful for this year is salvation and how God's changed my life. During the revival, the choir sang the song, Praise the Lord, I Saw the Light, and I'm just especially thankful that I saw the light. And I'm also thankful that even though I wasn't raised in this church, I was introduced to it when I was. I've made so many friends, and all of you guys have made a huge impact in my life. I'm also thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the amazing job I have and the people I work with. I'm thankful that I'm healthy, and I'm thankful for good grades. I'm thankful I'm able to come to church and hear the truth. Some traditions I have is getting to see my family, watching the Thanksgiving parade with my grandma. And recently I've been going Black Friday shopping and building gingerbread houses with Nolan and his family. And this is also just something a little cheesy I want to add, is last year I completed a whole thankful chart that I filled out every single day, and some days I was thankful for really big things, but some days I was thankful for small things. And it just felt good going to bed with a thankful heart, and it's also encouraging to reflect on all the things that God did over the year. And that's all.
Next we're going to ask Brother Carson to come.
Alright, so we're just going to dive straight into this. What does Thanksgiving mean to me? For me, it means to give thanks to family, friends, and your pastor, but most importantly, to give thanks to God. Thanksgiving ain't only on November 24th. For us, Thanksgiving should be every day. What is something I'm thankful for this year? One thing, not to make Wes go embarrassed, but I'm thankful his family got saved back in June camp meeting. That was a huge answer to prayer for my family. And a week ago, my Uncle Dan had an accident. He was biking and broke his back. I'm just thankful that he can still walk and he's okay. Could have been more serious. Scriptures, a scripture about Thanksgiving that is special to me. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thanksgiving traditions in my family are: one, on my mom's side family, we gather for food. We all say one thing we're thankful for around the table. My Decker family, we rent out a hall, and I play football with my cousins and eat lots of food. That's all.
We're going to ask Brother Noah to come.
What does this holiday mean to you? I think it means to give thanks to God for salvation, for everything he has done, for everything he is going to do, and for this amazing country. If there's something you're especially thankful for this year, I am thankful for salvation, and I am thankful for my amazing godly family and being raised in the church. Some scriptures are Psalms 136 and 1. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then, does your family have any Thanksgiving traditions you would like to share? We go to Michigan and eat food somewhere than others, Evan. And then we just play video games in the basement with our cousins. That's it.
Next up is Brother Benji.
Well, I kind of forgot about it, but here I am. What does this holiday mean to me? Like everyone else, just eating a bunch of food, my favorite part. And is there something you're especially thankful for this year? Definitely switching jobs, working with my dad now. No stress, don't have to drive hardly any, you know, saving all the gas money. Katie Ray and Vanessa, she told me to tell her to say that, so. And traditions we have, meeting at my grandma's, which hopefully we can this year. I don't know, hopefully she's feeling better and doing better, but that's about it. Oh, also thankful this is my last year doing it after 5 years in a row.
We're going to ask Sister Katie to come. Okay. What does this holiday mean to you? It means getting together with family and friends. Family that doesn't often come to most things, usually come to the Thanksgiving dinner. So really the whole family gets together, and that's a lot of people. There's something I'm thankful for this year. Most recently, my mom testified about this morning for keeping us safe when a person came into our house. It could have gone much worse, but I'm thankful that she didn't have anything on her. She was just not all the way there. Any family Thanksgiving traditions we have, like Carson said, my grandpa runs someplace and we all get together and have lots of food. A lot of people can cook in our family, so it's good food and lots of dessert, but we all get together and joke and have fun. Thankful for my family and Benji. Lastly, we're going to ask Brother Damon to come.
Okay, so Thanksgiving now, I guess my approach is a little bit differently since last year than most people's. So most people had a scripture about thanks, giving thanks and stuff. Mine is a little bit different. It's Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things, but added unto you. Because last year, Thanksgiving was the day I got saved on Thanksgiving Day. Actually, I got saved in the shower, which is kind of crazy. But, you know, being able to stay all sober last Thanksgiving was, you know, awesome. So when I think about Thanksgiving now, I don't just think about it as a holiday. I don't think about food. I just think about, you know, being saved. And, you know, we always go around the table and say what we're thankful for. That's the tradition. As well as football. But I'm looking forward to this year because this will be the first year I'll be at somebody else's house for Thanksgiving, Katie and the Presleys. So that'd be a little different, but I'm looking forward to that. And but I just want to say I'm really thankful and that I look forward to many more Thanksgivings of being so sober and saved.